Imagine if someone gave your town a farm, complete with historic house, barn, and land. Then they asked you and your neighbors to dream big and come up with a new use for it that would strengthen your community. That's what happened in Pittsford in 2017 when a local couple bought a farm and gifted it to their community. After years of hard work and fundraising, organizers are thrilled by what's happened since. Vermont Public's Nina Keck picks up the story.
The Pittsford Village Farm, as it's known, is located right where Route 7 takes a sharp turn in Pittsford, across from the town library and general store. On a recent Thursday, dozens of people were gathered near the farm's outdoor gazebo, sipping drinks and enjoying the soft light and evening breeze. Lauren Norford was among them. She's lived in town for 30 years.
So I've been involved just on the sidelines with the Pittsford Village Farm project. I've been using the garden space for about 5 years, and I think it is the most beautiful spot in Vermont.
In recent years, the gently rolling hillside has been used for concerts and drive-in movies. Families with strollers take advantage of the farm's playground. Thanks to an additional gift, the property now includes 150 acres. Alicia Millay is Pittsford State Representative. She's put in lots of volunteer time on this project.
You know, we just had the first Tunes Day, the Tuesdays throughout the summer, where there's live music here and food trucks. That's been great, the space for the kids to play.
While locals have been taking advantage of the outdoor space since the land was gifted to the town, transforming the historic farmhouse has been a bigger lift. Lori Byram heads the local nonprofit that spent years fundraising to create all this. She says construction is finally underway on a $4.3 million renovation of the White Farmhouse, parts of which date to the 1700s.
As we went to renovate the house, we learned about the shortage in childcare, early childhood education spots in our town and in our county, and we also are quite aware of the housing crunch in our state. So as we looked at this big, beautiful building, we decided that we would integrate some of those needs into the reconstruction piece of this.
The group still has to raise an additional $900,000, but when finished, the building will include childcare for 30, a community meeting space, a cafe, and 2 affordable apartments on the second floor. Betsy Morgan says being able to provide that is amazing. She and her husband Baird started this whole process when they bought the farm back in 2017 as a gift for the town, a place they've loved since moving here in 1970.
The vision is coming. And it was a vision. And it's just too beautiful and right in the middle of the town to not be preserved for the good or the benefit of the whole community.
Ben Doyle, president of the Preservation Trust of Vermont, agrees. He believes the village farm can become an economic engine for Pittsford and a way to attract new residents.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't about aesthetics and it's not about nostalgia. It's about how do we make Vermont thrive, right? And so I think by revitalizing something like this, you're sending out kind of an invitation.
It was definitely one of the first things that my realtor brought up when she brought me out here and told me that they had done all this work there.
Melissa Smith is a chef who says she's been looking for years at property to create a catering and event business. She and her husband, Monty Harhuri, were living in Northern California. Threats of wildfires and concern about climate change convinced them to move to the Northeast. Smith says they looked at several properties in and around Vermont before deciding on a historic red brick home just down the street from the village farm.
I love someone that is saving and preserving the space. I loved hearing about the concerts that they're having there and the different events, and everyone was just so lovely and welcoming. It absolutely solidified me moving here.
Smith and her husband are in the process of renovating their house and adjacent buildings and believe their business will dovetail nicely with events at the farm. Village farm organizers say they expect most of the farmhouse renovations will be completed by the end of next year. For Vermont Public, I'm Nina Keck in Pittsford.